Welcome to the NewsHour. It has been a busy day on Capitol Hill, where the people President-elect Donald Trump has tapped to slash government spending, that's Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, met with House and Senate Republicans. The two were recently selected by Mr. Trump to lead the so-called Department of Government Efficiency. Meantime, Pete Hegseth, Mr. Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense, continues to face an uphill climb on his path to confirmation. Our Lisa Desjardins joins us now for the latest. So, Lisa, let's start with Ramaswamy and Musk. What were they telling Congress they want to do exactly with this department, the so-called department?
This was an unusual day on Capitol Hill. These two men who don't have any official government function at this point were actually the center of political gravity. Now, what we saw from Ramaswamy and Musk was them crisscrossing the Capitol, Musk with his child X on his shoulders, that sometimes you see him there in the photo. As far as we know, they met only with Republicans, but by my count, scores of them, including Speaker Johnson and incoming Senate leader John Thune. These sessions, sources told us, were largely brainstorming sessions. Republicans who walked out said they felt heard. Most of them, but not all, were enthusiastic about the idea of cutting government in general. Now, I'm told that Musk indicated to House and Senate Republicans later in the afternoon that his goal is getting on a trajectory toward, get this, a balanced budget. That has significant consequences if the U.S. is to get there. Now, their stated goal of cutting $2 trillion overall, that is tough. That is ambitious. But that is what they're pitching right now. They say they want to cut the federal workforce. They also want to force workers to work more from the office. Ramaswamy and Musk didn't speak in public today, but Ramaswamy did sit down yesterday at a forum, and he spoke more about what he thinks about federal workers, as well as that it's not just about cutting costs, but changing government.
I think part of the project of thinning out the federal bureaucracy, that's less about the headcount expenses, and it's more about actually respecting the rules of the road in the constitutional republic. I'm hopeful it's going to be even good for many of the individuals who may make a transition from government service back to the private sector.
Now, government worker unions do not think it will be good for their workers if they are laid off, and they are taking action now to protect them. And also, they signed a deal with the Biden administration to protect telework. That sets up a real potential clash in the Trump administration over this.
What more have you learned about how these two men will operate and how they intend to run? We keep saying so-called because only Congress, as you well know, has the authority to create a new agency, and this Department of Government Efficiency does not exist.
Right. This is the right question. And this is the question I had the hardest time getting an answer to from Republicans today. What is DOGE? What is the Department of Government Efficiency? It's not a commission, but let's go over what we do know about it right now. This was established by President-elect Trump. He announced it November 12th, just using this title. It is not an official commission. It is not a government division. Now, they have announced, Musk and Ramaswamy, an end date for it for July 4th, 2026. Republicans leaving the meeting today, I asked them, Jeff, what is this exactly? What is the structure here? They said they weren't exactly clear. I asked Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, is this subject to freedom of information requests, for example, what they're doing? He said, I don't know. I asked, is this going to need government funding? Not clear. So right now, it is two men, two billionaires who are advising, who will come up with a set of recommendations. This is important because the only structure for this group right now, officially, is the congressional caucuses that have just launched. And they did that purposely, Jeff. That structure is coming from Congress, congressional Republicans, to bolster this idea.
And lastly, Lisa, bring us up to speed on the nomination of Pete Hegseth to serve as defense secretary. He faces a number of serious allegations, all of which he denies, but it has really imperiled his standing among not just Democrats, but with Republican senators.
Correct. Hegseth was on the Hill again today, starting at 9 a.m., meeting with senators all day long. Now, Hegseth spoke to cameras briefly today, and he explained his argument for keeping his nomination.
I'm a different man than I was years ago. And that's a redemption story that I think a lot of Americans appreciate. And I know from fellow vets that I've spent time with, they resonate with that as well. You fight, you go do tough things in tough places on behalf of your country. And sometimes that changes you a little bit.
Now, among those that he met with was Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota, Republican. He's someone who has been seen as an important person to watch, sometimes moderate in how he expresses his opinion. He told reporters today that after the meeting that Hegseth went a long way in toward getting his support, but that he has more work to do. I can report he certainly does, because, again, Hegseth can only afford to lose three Republican senators, and right now, more than that, have problems with this nomination. As Hegseth works, however, He is taking the spotlight off of other potential controversial nominees like Kash Patel for FBI, who I have to say behind the scenes is starting to gather support, even as we focus more on Hegseth more publicly. Pam Bondi, the attorney general nominee now, she also is gathering support and has been on the Hill.
More to come. Lisa Desjardins, thanks as always.
You're welcome.